On the day their owner was banned for life from pro basketball, the LA Clippers played a big game. Donald Sterling could not attend. Part of his penalty for racist remarks caught on tape. Fans, though, showed up in force to last night's playoff against the Golden State Warriors. Here's NPR's Sam Sanders.
Ah, Staples Center on game day. The sun shining brightly in downtown Los Angeles. Palm trees lining the streets to the stadium. And one more thing at this game. Protests.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
The LA chapter of Al Sharpton's National Action Network organized a rally with the NAACP and some other groups right outside the stadium before the game. It was called the Los Angeles is Better than Donald Sterling Anti-Racism Protest and Rally. Activist Najee Ali was one of the first to take the loudspeaker.
Everyone's been calling me, asking me, is the protest canceled? Nothing's canceled. We're still going to march for justice.
Ali was acknowledging that a protest at this point was a lot less necessary than it may have been a few days ago, just hours before NBA Commissioner Adam Silver slapped Donald Sterling with a $2.5 million fine, said he's working to get owners in the league to force Sterling to sell the team, and banned Sterling from NBA events for life. But protesters wanted more.
My name is Molly Bell, and I'm straight out of Compton.
Okay. Protester Molly Bell says LA's black community has been vital to the Clippers.
You know who made the Clippers continue to play all these years? Black folks. We came out here when nobody else was here. They came and brought buses to
Bell
Compton.
Says the Clippers bussed in black fans from Compton and Watts for years to keep the seats filled back when the Clippers weren't so good. But she says after hearing Sterling tell his girlfriend not to bring black people to Clippers games, she wants no part of the team.
Doug, if you don't want me there, why would I go?
I think fans should be coming to the games to support the Clippers.
That's Jay Grossman, a fan heading into the game.
Because it's not anybody else's fault but Donald Sterling, and fans should still support the team no matter what the owner does.
Another fan, Joe Crew, walked into the stadium with his Clippers jersey inside out. Crew says he's been through a whirlwind of emotion.
Started off as like anger that people were questioning me, you know, what it said of me being a season ticket holder for the Clippers. Started off defensive, and then it just morphed into just sadness. It's emotional for everyone.
Inside the Staples Center, the emotion was positive. When the team walked on the court, the sold-out stadium erupted with cheers. Throughout the game, the crowd kept repeating what might soon become the Clippers' new signature chant. We are one. The Clippers beat the Golden State Warriors 113-103. They now lead the playoff series 3-2. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said the fans were a big part of the victory.
They were awesome. I mean, that was as good as I've ever seen. I mean, they're unbelievable. You know, you think it's just the players. It was the fans, too. You know, everybody was going through this. And it was almost like everybody wanted to exhale tonight.
What better way to exhale than to win? Sam Sanders, NPR News.